यद्विदते भगवान् स्वच्छन्दात्मात्ममायया तानि मे श्रद्धानस्य कीर्तन्यान्यनुकीर्तय यद्यद्विदधाति भगवान् स्वच्छन्दात्मात्ममायया तानि मे श्रद्धानस्य कीर्तन्यान्यनुकीर्तय. Therefore, please precisely describe all the activities and pastimes of the personality of Godhead, who is full of self-desire and who assumes all his activities by his internal potency.
Yajyad-vidhakti bhagava satchandatma atmamaya tani me sadvadhanasya kirtanani anupipa. So, the speaker and the audience. Savanam kirtanam Vishnu. Smaranam padasevanam. Archanam bandhanam dasyam. Sattvamatam jivanam. These are the 9 different processes of the devotion and service, devotion and life. The beginning is Savanam Kirtanam. This is the beginning of Saddhadhanasa. And one must be very eager but sincere to hear Saddhadhanasa, Saddhyaya. Then it will be success. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, Satatam Kirtantam Ma, Jatantastha Yuvabhrata, Namastantastha Manavhatya, Nitya Jitra Upasati. So, we have to speak or chant about the holy activities of the Supreme Personality of God. That is, simply by, if we hear, just say, avavat vayasakhi kirtan, Sri Vishnu savane parikhe. This Bhagavad was recited by Sukadeva Goswami, and it was heard by Parikshit Maharaj. So, although there are 9 processes, Savanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Padasevanam, you hear about Krishna, Krishna and Vishnu the same. Krishna is the origin of Vishnu Tattva. And Vishnu is expansion of Krishna. So, when we speak of Vishnu, the original Vishnu is Krishna. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Aham Adihi Devana. I am the origin, even of the Devas, the most important Devas are Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesha. Creation. In the beginning of creation, Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesha. From Vishnu, Brahma is born. From Brahma, Lord Shiva is born. And this charge of the three moves of material nature, Brahma, Vishnu takes the charge of Satogun, and the Lord Brahma takes the charge of Rajogun, and Lord Shiva takes the charge of Tamo. But in the creation, before the creation, when there was no Brahma, no Shiva, there was Krishna. Therefore Krishna says, Aham Adithi Devanam. The creation, all the devas, demigods, all living entities, they are created after this cosmic manifestation is created. Therefore, the Vedas, it is said, in the beginning there was no Brahma, no Shiva, only Narayana Asi, Eko Narayana Asi. That Narayana is also another plenary expansion of Krishna. Therefore, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Matta Parataram Nanya Kinchi Asti Dhananga. So we have to learn from this Shastra that Krishna is the origin, Bhagavan. Krishna tu Bhagavan Swayam. Iti Chamsapalapam Sam, Krishna tu Bhagavan Swayam. All the Vishnu Tattvas, all the incarnations, they are plenary expansion of Krishna. And all expansion of the expansion. Thousands and thousands, millions. Just like there are waves in the ocean and the river. Similarly, there are incarnations, many thousands. Saptavi avatar, guna avatar, swayam avatar, many avatars. They are described in the Srimad Bhagavatam. So, all these avatars are satsanga atma. There is no cares and anxiety. It's like if we organize a business or some management, we have got so many anxieties. Even his managing director or proprietor or the supreme person in some establishment, he has got so many anxieties. He is not very happy, although he is sitting in his room without any disturbance, but because he has to manage, the brain is working how to do this, how to do that, how to manage that affair. He is always full of anxiety. This is material nature. In the material world, you cannot be without any anxiety. That is not possible. Asat graha. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj, when he was asked by his father, my dear boy, what best thing you have learned from your teachers, will you explain to me? So Prahlad Maharaj immediately replied, tatsharu, मन में ही सुर वज्र देखना सदा समुद्री नदियां असुर देखना यस आई हैव लर्न्ड द बेस्ट थिंग इज दैट दिस मटेरियलिस्टिक पर्सन हु हैव एक्सेप्टेड द असत बुद्ध सत एंड असत सद्गम असतो मा डोंट keep yourself in the asat. Go to the sat, om tat sat. That is the Vedic English. So, material world means asat vastu. Asat vastu means not good or which will not stay. Asat. Sat means which exists. And asat means not exist. So, in the material world, nothing will exist. It exists for some time, temporary. the Maharaji philosophers say the Brahma Satta Jagat Mithya. We, Vaishnava, we do not say Mithya because God or Supreme Brahma is true. So there cannot be anything untruth from the truth. Kanyakar. Just like if you prepare something from gold, an earring, that earring is also gold. You cannot say it is something else. So, jato vayumani bhutani jayante, that is Vedic instruction. Janmadrasya jataha. So, supreme, absolute truth is that from whom or from which everything has emanated. So if everything has emanated from the absolute truth, it cannot be untrue. How it can be untrue? It may be temporary. But we, Vaishnava philosopher, we do not accept this jagat as the Maharaji philosopher say, jagat mitha. No, we don't say mitha. We say jagat is also satta because the jagat has emanated from the Supreme. Therefore, it is not mitha, but it is temporal. That is also explained in the Bhagavad Gita. The material nature is temporary, bhutta bhutta praliyate. It comes into existence and stays for some time, then it is again annihilated. But it is not mitha. We don't say mitha. And it can be utilized for the Supreme Truth. This is Vaishnava. Nirmandi Krishna Sambandi Jukta Vaidhagam Uchit. Our Vaishnava philosophy is we don't take anything as mitha. We take it as true. But we don't use it for purpose of which is not true. The material purpose is not true. But spiritual purpose is true. Therefore, anything you use it for the ultimate truth, absolute truth, that is realization of truth. This is Vaishnava. Anāsattvaśya viṣayā yatārtham upajñāta nirbandhe Krishna sambandhe yukta vairāgyam uccate. This is the instruction given by Śrīla Rūpa Gosvāmī. And on the other side, prāpañcikataya buddhya hari sambandhi vastuna mumukṣuvi parityāga parva vairāgyam uccate. Mumukṣuvi. Mumukṣuvi means those who are aspiring after mukti. Those who are aspiring after mukti. Because when one is disgusted with this material engagement, sadā samudri nasyāṁ, they want to destroy mithyā. But the Vaishnava says, prāpuṁcikataya buddhya hari sambandhi vastuna. Everything has got relation with the Supreme Person or the Absolute Truth. Just like this microphone. It is made of metal. But what is metal? It is another form of art. So, Krishna says, Bhumi rapanara vayu hangmano buddhiri vacha bhinnami kositi astala. It is his energy. So his energy is the source of energy. So energy, how it can be untrue. That is not untrue. We don't say that this metal has no connection with Krishna. Yes, it has connection. Because it is production of his own energy. So just like this material world, this cosmic manifestation is the production of the sunshine. The sun and the sunshine. You cannot say the sunshine is false and the sun is true. That is not nice philosophy. If the sun is true, then the sunshine is also true. So we don't say that this jagat mithya. No. It may be temporary, but it is not mithya. Therefore, our Goswami, they instruct, Krishna also instructs, that everything belongs to him. Therefore, everything should be utilized for his purpose. That is quantum. So, this creation is made or emanation from Bhagavan. But he is satchannatma. He has no interest. If we want to create something, if we want to construct a building, creation, or anything, a factory, a machine, we have to go through so many anxieties. How to make it success? Krishna's creation, or God's creation, is not like that. Just like see, Krishna is standing before you. He has no anxiety. He is very pleasantly with his consort, Srimati Radharani, and enjoying playing on his flute. There is no anxiety. That is God. If God has got anxiety, then what class of God is? No. So, that anxiety-less God is fine in Krishna. The demigods, take any demigod. Even Lord Brahma, he is all like that. He is meditating. Lord Shiva, he is dancing with his trishul. He has got something to do. Plan healer. He has got anxiety. God is calling. He is also planning with soul and so many things. So they have got activity. Durga. He is engaged in so many activities. But Krishna, you find all a satchanatma. All is peaceful. Krishna, when he is engaged in killing some demons, that Krishna is different from the original Krishna. That is Vasudeva Krishna. That is Vasudeva. Krishna personally does not go anywhere. Padavanekam Radakshit. Giving up Vrindavan. He does not go even stay away. That is original Krishna. And other things, other activities which are done by Krishna, that is Vasudeva Krishna. From Krishna, Vasudeva, from Karsan, Aniruddha, Pradyumna, then from, again, from Karsan, Narayan, again from Narayan, Dhitya Chaturbhuha, then Vishnu, Mahavishnu, Garbha Dasaya Vishnu, Kira Dasaya, in this way, there is system how Krishna expands. Ego Bahushyama. Krishna can expand himself in many, many forms. Advaita, Utsuta, Anadi, Ananta Rupa. Adam Purana Purusam Navajoga. He is Adi Puru. Govindam Adi Purusam Tamaham Bhaja. Brahma says. Brahma is not Adi Puru. Brahma says, Govindam Adi Purusam Tamaham Bhaja. So Krishna is the Adipurus. And he has got many expansions. Advaita, Utsuta, Anadi. Anadi, Adi. He has no beginning. But he is the beginning of the universe. That is called Anadi, Adi. He has no beginning. But he is the beginning of everything. That Advaita, Utsuta, Anadi, Ananta Rupam. And he has expanded himself in so many forms. We are also Krishna's form, but we are Vibhinnas. In Samsara Vibhinnas. The Vishnu Tattva the Bhagavad Tattva expansion, personal expansion. And we are inner expansion. We are also inner. You aparayam itastu vidjine prakitim para jiva bhuta mahabhava. So jiva prakriti expansion. Para prakriti expansion. So Krishna is always satsanatma. He has no end. Satsanatma atmaya jajjab vidhate bhagavan. Satsana, whatever, even if he's killing a demon, there is no end. That is Krishna. Even if he's killing, he is no end. Satsanatma. That is also confirmed in the Vedic language. Parasa Shakti Vividhaiva Sriyate Natasapajam Karanam Chavitate. So, he has nothing to do, personally. His energy is apt. Then try to understand why Bhagavan is attributed with the word Satchannatma. Because, just like a big man, he wants to do something, he simply says to his secretary, this thing must be done. He does everything. And he is quite confident that I have told my secretary this is done. The secretary is a person's shakti, energy. And similarly, if an ordinary man within this world has so much energy or secretary to act, just imagine, although Krishna is Jagadishwara, he is managing the whole universe. He is managing. There is brain. The foolish man, they say there is no brain. No, there is brain. But we do not know who is the brain. That is our foolishness. But if we take information from the Shastra, we can understand what is that brain. That brain is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Maya dhasena prakriti suyate satarasaram hetunanena kohantya jagadvita vivartate. So, behind this material energy, material energy just that we see, there is cloud, there is thunder and sound, there is rain, and from the rain, there is crop, there is food grain, then we eat those food grains, anna bhavanti bhutani, parjannat anna sambhavo, then jagdad bhavati parjanya, jagda karma samudhavam. These things are already stated. Everything, the origin is the Supreme Personality of God. Jagga, jagda karma samudhavam. Jagga means we have to satisfy the Supreme Person. That is called jagga. And this process can be executed when the human society is very regulated. Regulated means there must be division of these varnas and ashramas. Varna means four varnas, Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, and four ashramas, Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, Sannyas. They have got their respective duties. So unless the human society is divided into these eight scientific divisions, and everyone acts according to his position, there cannot be any peace in the world. That is called Varnasam. Varnasama charvata purusena parakuma Vishnu aradhate. The ultimate goal is to satisfy the Lord, Supreme Lord Vishnu. Nate vidushartha gatim hi Vishnu. But the foolish people, they do not know that ultimate interest is how to satisfy Vishnu aradhana. So, when there is dharmasya glani, then Lord Vishnu or Krishna, by his incarnation or personality, he comes. Therefore it is said, jagat vidhatte bhagavan. But because he comes to paritrana sadhunam vinashaya sudhishtitam, he has no exit. Satsandhatma. And he does by his own internal potency. He does not take anyone's help. That is Krishna, that is Bhagavan. Natasatajam karanam sabhita. He has got so varieties of energies that everything is done very correctly and perfectly. Natasatajam karanam sabhita. Nagasta sama urikasta visyate. Parasa shakti viridhai vasyate. Sabhaviti jnana valakriyas. Sabhaviti jnana. Everything is being done perfectly. So, there are activities. Those who are in past levels, they cannot understand. They cannot understand what is the personality of God. Navijana, mamedva paramambhaya, in the Bhagavad Gita. Tirhi gunoi bhavai, mohitam. Because they were covered by the influence of three kinds of material modes of nature, one cannot understand what is the Supreme Personality of God. Naam prakasa sarvasva, yoga maya samabhita. But he reveals himself to the devotees. Bhaktyama avyanasi, javan jasyami tokta. So our business is to understand Krishna tattva in truth, not superficial. Then our life is successful. Janma karma me vidmam jo janati tattva. Not superficial. Try to understand Krishna in truth. Therefore, he has been said that tani me sadda dhanasya kirtanani anukirtayam. Anukirtam. Anukirtam means don't manufacture. Anu means following. Therefore, the Bhagavat Tattva or Bhagavat can be understood by the parampara system. Anu. Evam parampara praptam imam rajasai. Rajasai. Formerly the kings, they were Raja at the same time great saintly person. Rishi. They are not ordinary. This king, Navarta, engaged in drinking and dancing. No. They were all rishis. All rishis. Up to Maharaj Parikshit. They were trained up in such a way, although it was monarchy, one man's control, but that man is not ordinary man. They are called Naradeva. Naradeva means Bhagavan in the form of a human being. A king was worshipped there. Because there was Rajas. Among the Rajas says, Bhagavan says, Krishna says, unless the kings, the government faith does not know what is the purpose of this life, what is the purpose of this material world, then how you can do nicely? It is not purpose. He has no purpose. He does not know what is the aim of life. Just as they think that eating, sitting, and eating and sleeping and sex life and then die. They are like animals. This is not human life. Human life must know what is the aim of life. That they do not. Rati vidu sasadatemhi vishnu. Durasayadi bhahiratthamana. These foolish people, they are trying to be happy. Durasa. Durasa is the hope is never be fulfilled. That is called durasa. Bhahiratthamana. Bhahiratthamana. This external. And then it's called apamaya. But there is another mind. This mind is external mind. External in life. Maybe this material world. They are trying to be happy in this material world by adjusting material things. That is called durasa. It will never be fulfilled. Therefore in the history you see There have been so many material leaders, but if they had simply working hard, they could not make things very properly. Yes, there was Napoleon, there was Hitler, there was Gandhi, there was Nehru, there are so many leaders. But nobody could act. This is not for. That is Duras. Duras Hayati Bhagavatam. Because they do not know what is the ultimate goal of life. The ultimate goal of life is to understand Vishnu. And people are going on. Mati Vidu Sapakatini Vishnu Duras Hayati Bhagavatam. Andhadatam Vivunyama. Steti Satantra Udavivadha. Andha means blind. He found blind man. He is trying to lead other blind men. Then what is benefit? The leader is blind and the follower is blind. Then there will be no result. They do not know Isatantra Udavivadha. They are tied hands and legs by Isatantra, by the regulative principles of the nature. So one has to learn from the Shastra. Vejjhesa gunamai mama maya duratya. Mame vila prapadyante maya mentam sarun. The prapadyante means bhakti. So the sravanam kirtanam is the beginning of bhakti yoga. Therefore, he says, tani me sadhudhanasya kirtanani anukita. Anukita, just speak to us by following the parampara. Anu. Anu means follow. Anu means always, and anu means follow. Anugama, anukaran. Anukaran means imitation. Anugama means follow and go. So here, anukita. First of all, you must know from the authorities what is the truth. Then you speak. Don't speak nonsense. It will not help you or your followers. That is called anukita. So, one has to learn how to describe the absolute truth, Bhagavan, how he is acting, how he is merciful, how he is so prime to the living being that he comes personally. He is more anxious to give us education, enlightenment, what is the goal of life. Jada jada hi dharma saplani koti harapa. And he lives with his character, he lives with devotee, he lives with follower, the parampara system. Take advantage of it. His Krishna consciousness movement is meant for giving the whole human society this advantage of understanding what we have to do. It is not a bogus thing. It is actually this anukirtana. We are not manufacturing our philosophy. There is no reason. Why should we try for unnecessary waste our energy for manufacturing? There are so many things to be learned which is already there in the basic tradition. Just try to learn and distribute it. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. Bharat bhumite manusya janma hoila ja. Janma sarthakari karo karo. That is being attempt. Anyone who has taken birth in this land of Bharatvarsha, it is his duty to make his life successful by taking advantage of this Vedic literature. But if we are not taking advantage of Vedic literature, we are going to learn technology. That is all, Mr. Technology is shilpukala. Just like an artistic man. That is not real education. Real education is how to solve the problem of life. Janma mitru jarabhyaji dhukha dhukhaanga. That is education. So this is education, this transcendental education, is to enlighten people how to become relieved from this entanglement of material life. Janma mitru jarabhyaji. Thank you very much.
Thank you.